I am Paul Pico, and I'm a member of the Vulcan.NET development team. Today I'm going to show you a little bit about the integration of Vulcan.NET 2 and Visual Studio 2010. Here we are at the start page of Visual Studio 2010. Let's create a new project, and up comes the new project dialog. You'll see in the list of installed templates on this machine, we have Vulcan.NET. We have some templates that are VO compatible, and we have other templates that are .NET frameworks, such as console, Windows Forms, WPF applications. Today we're going to create a Windows Form application. So we have that one selected, and we'll leave the default name, which for this case is Windows Form Application 7, and click OK. Visual Studio has created our Vulcan.NET project for us and opens up the Windows Form Designer. Now let's put something onto our form. We'll go to the toolbox and select a button and drop it onto the form. We can double click and bring up the source code editor, and there's the generated stub of the button click method here. We can put something into this method. Now we'll take a quick look at one of the new features in Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate Edition. It's a feature called IntelliTrace. IntelliTrace keeps track of debugging information at important places in the execution of your application. This gives you the ability to step back in time and see the state of your application at key points. This can save you time while by not having to restart debugging sessions. A bit of extra code in here. Okay, and I'll just put a breakpoint in here so that we can stop execution there and see what happens. So let's run this one now. Okay, up comes our Windows form in a moment. And there's our button, so we'll click the button and the debugger will jump in after we've gone past there, and it's stopping on the x equals 5 assignment. Let me just step a couple more steps through in the debugger, and you'll notice a few things. We have the IntelliTrace panel over here on the right hand side. You'll see that certain times IntelliTrace has kept some information. We're currently sitting at this live event, which is where the debugger is actually positioned right this very second. We can click on the different points in the IntelliTrace listing, and you'll see that we have certain options we can look at. Down here in the local section at the moment, we can see our breakpoint. If we open that up, we'll see that at this point in time, x was equal to 0. That's prior to this line being executed. If we go into the next step and open up the information here, we'll see that x is now 5. So we're seeing the change in value of that particular variable over time. And now that's not something that normally happens with the debugger. Normally you get the snapshot at the time that the break occurred. Here you can actually step through and see values over its lifetime. There's also a little navigation panel here in beside the editor, so that if you want to step back and have a look, it's similar to navigating through the list that's on the right hand side. So that's very valuable, because it means that you don't necessarily have to restart a debugging session to be able to find out information as your application executed. So over the life of our application, you can build up quite a bit of information here that can help in your debugging sessions.